Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
He who is worthy of first place in your heart. He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." Revelation 21:6. God at the beginning, God at the end, and God at work in between. The Bible speaks clearly of the Creator intimately involved in His world, preserving it, redeeming it. It also speaks of a Father who cares for each of His children, looking after their concerns from A to Z. Clarence McCartney calls you to consider your commitment to the One who is your all in all. Walk with Clarence McCartney, a minister who authored more than 40 books. Christ is the Alpha and Omega of the believer. He is the author and finisher of our faith. His word is our rule and law, His life our example and pattern, His death on the cross our salvation, His presence our joy, His smile our reward, and to be with Him in glory is our eternal hope. What place does Christ take in your life? To what degree can you say, "He is for me the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end"? He who is the Lord of the ages, the King of time, and the adored of the angels is worthy of the first place in your life. Will you give that place to Him? No one ever did that and lived to regret it. On the contrary, you will be able to say, as John Bunyan did, "His love to me has been most sweet, and His countenance I have more desire than they that have most desired the light of the sun." Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8.
Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death."
Ask a real estate agent for the three keys to good investments, and you'll hear this response: location, location, location. Ask a coach three reasons for his winning season, and he'll tell you, practice, practice, practice. Ask a Christian for the top three priorities in his life, and you should hear, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Christ is Lord over birth. He is Lord over death. And He is Lord over everything in between. He wants to do more than fit among your priorities. He wants to set your priorities.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.